Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
No, thank you. I imagine we were desperate, as always, to get the word out there.
Well, yeah, I feel like you guys never struggle with that, though.
Well, it's all an illusion.
Do you feel like you guys are popular? I think you guys are popular.
I don't know. I guess it's all relative, but in general, not really. It's hard, especially when you're like not really part of any particular scene.
Yeah,
and you don't know how to, you know, you can't like latch on to things, and you, because we don't like play at festivals and stuff, and we don't have like the same groups of people coming to shows, but like we do lots of cool things, and there's people who listen, but it's really hard to measure it in a small country, so who knows? We're able to keep doing it, so that's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, I guess it sort of is. I know it's over simplified, but I guess that is it. Hey, before we get into it though, I am curious.
Yeah, man.
You are rehearsing for a show this week or something?
Oh yeah. It's a free theatre. Have you heard of them?
Oh yes. Oh, I can't remember what the show is called, but I bet you I know what it is.
This one is just called what's it even called? Berlin. Fuck, I don't actually know what it's called. It's a cabaret.
Yes.
And it's Babylon Berlin.
That's so, there it. You go. Yes.
I really should know that. It's just because it's been a lot of short, fragmented cabarets that are mishmashing lots of different things together. And so it's hard. I have been struggling to keep up with what it is. But yeah.
Hey, Again, thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk about, though, Anthology 2018 to 2023, the big new one. I got to ask, what made you think why?
Well, we don't have an album coming out until next year, and I'm addicted to putting out albums, so we had to think of some excuse. We've got five albums. We've recorded more albums. We can only really seem to put out about one a year. And so we've done about five albums in 5 years, and we've got a backlog of stuff, and you know, some outtakes and interesting little things. And we thought that if anyone's confused about what the Haunters are and what we're all about, then this would be a good way in, rather than just going like, wait, there's this weird like country album, there's a sprawling double album, lo-fi stuff, and all kinds of different things. Just a good way in, and it's kind of in the end of an era, I think.
Yeah, right. I that's so interesting, because a lot of artists I talk to always like mention this, like a song they were really passionate about, just for whatever reason, may not have worked on an album, so on and so forth. And I always think, God, that must be like an earworm, you know, like stuck there. Was there a little bit of that with this album?
To be able to choose our best stuff and
forget about the rest. Were there sort of other things in the past that you hadn't gone really to play around with and release that you are this time?
Yeah, there's a few songs that there's not too many. It's mostly like the songs that we think are the best ones that have already been released that maybe just kind of paint a overall picture. But there are a couple of like we recorded an album last year that didn't come out, and we probably still will put it out, but there's lots of songs on it, and some songs are good enough to be released, I think, but that might not have. They might have just faded away if we didn't chuck them on this. And if anyone is like a bit of a, has had any interest in our band before, then they'd probably be interested to hear some completely new tracks.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely sure. Now, what about re-recording music?
Yeah,
like, what's that like? Like, did you ever think, no, we did a great job the first time, this doesn't need re-recording?
I think whether you're happy with it or not, the recording is still just it's just the recording of how the song was that particular day.
And so
we thought, well, it could be fun because some of these songs are really different the way we play them live now, or the way they've developed live, and they're still developing. And we just thought we'd give, you know, offer up a couple of different alternative versions. Those are all tracks. All the re-recordings are songs that were originally on an album called Rooster, which is pretty lo-fi. And maybe if anything, I usually try not to think, oh, we should have done that better and regret things. But if there are any songs that I feel that way about, then it would be some of the tracks off Rooster, because it was a real, not a rush job, but that's part of the charm, because it's like a lo-fi recorded to 4-track double album. But some of those songs I thought could have done with a second chance.
Yeah, right. And I guess it must be kind of nice to give that a second chance where you can.
Yeah.
What about, I guess, like, it must be a bit of a confidence booster, like, kind of developmentally to see where you started versus where you might be now. Is that quite a stark change to you? Can you hear that?
I've basically recently become the Zen Adam Hathaway, so I kind of just take everything for what it is. I know that I'm a different person now. I used to be, you know, just regular Adam Hathaway, but now I'm the Zen Adam Hathaway, so yeah.
And how's this new Adam Hathaway working out? Do we like this one?
I'm, you know, I just accept things for what they are, so I'm accepting the new Adam Hathaway for what he is.
Yeah, that's so perfect. Of course, you've got a few, good names on this album as well. John Toogood, just off the top of my head.
Uncle John.
Uncle John. That must be, that. What's that like, having kind of, these, you know, sort of pretty big name artists coming and singing your songs?
Well, oh shit. Am I still there?
Yeah, you're here.
Am I still here? Oh good, sweet. I'm still the Zen Adam Hathaway. We work with lots of people, and some of them are well known. And some of them aren't. And he's a friend, and the song that he sings on sounds real good, I think.
Yeah.
It's real. We tried to. It's a re-recording of a song off Rooster, and we tried to make it a little bit more metal for Mr. Toogood.
Nice. So I've got to ask. This now, 2028, might be a bold claim, but do we think
we'll get another one then?
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Definitely.
And maybe a little more closer to now. What about summer? I mean, it's going to be a busy, busy season. I think, you know, we're all but relieved that COVID's behind us. Are you guys having a busy summer?
We usually would be touring quite a lot through summer, but we've had a real silence lately. I don't know. We've got an album that in the can that's probably going to come out in the fall. And so if we do shows, it'll be kind of building up to that. But I don't really. No, we're not super active this summer. I wish we were.
Oh well, I mean, it's more of a chance for you to, you know, get a tan or something. You know, lie down on the beach.
I can't get a tan. Wish I could. It's okay. Nothing bothers me anymore, you know.
Well, hey, you're Zen now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that because you're too white? Because I'm bordering on that kind of too white to tan type thing.
Yeah, it's either pasty, reflecting the sun, or burnt. So I just stick with the former, unfortunately.
Yeah. Burning sort of hurts a lot, I think. I'm no expert or anything. Hey,
Zen to White Adam Hathaway.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mr. Zen, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
And it's
been great.
It's a really
always good to talk to you, man.
Thank you, and it's a really fun sort of trip down memory lane in some ways. This album, and I think we will like that a little bit. So, thank you so much for pointing this out, and I really appreciate you talking to me today.